Audra Brescia wears her chestnut hair in a Louise Brooks bob. Actually, she's a dead ringer for Louise Brooks, that silent film movie star. She's stylish and snazzy. Audra lives in Manhattan. Her apartment is above a pizza parlor on a bustling avenue. In the evenings, she says she can hear the blaring taxi horns and the thumping techno music on her block. But she loves everything about the city, its sounds, its architecture, and its people. One time I asked Audra if she ever missed nature. She didn't miss a beat. She said, "The city lights are my stars."
Yeah, I don't feel as if I'm missing anything. I don't feel maybe such a romantic feeling about stars, the night sky. I feel maybe the same sort of excitement when I see the city lights and when I walk across Lexington and I look north and I see the Chrysler Building lit up and those beautiful starry chevrons of the Chrysler Building. I think maybe the feeling I have looking at that is what other people feel when they look at the night sky.
So here's the deal. When I think of someone connected to nature, I picture a state park ranger. I picture a crunchy granola type. I do not think of someone who wears fashionable clothes and wines and dines in the city. I do not think of Audra. But Audra says she has a better connection to the natural world than people in the suburbs.
I go to the market on the Union Square Market on Saturday, and I go and I buy varieties of apple that have come from the Hudson River Valley. And I know that my parents, who live in the suburbs in Florida, they go to the grocery store where they buy everything prepackaged and already cut up fruit and I feel like my experience is actually closer to nature, even though I'm in the heart of Manhattan.
Audra works in an architecture firm. She's a historic preservationist. And she studied architecture all over the world. But she grew up in the Florida suburbs. And the things she saw there, the sprawl and the development, seem wrong to her.
What led me to do what I do is noticing how unhappy I was with a suburban existence and having to get in a car to drive somewhere. Or looking at expanses of parking lot and strip centers and subdivisions with gated communities that are named after the natural feature that they replace, like Eagle's Nest.
Those new developments seemed wasteful to her. She likes the idea of reusing materials, and this connects her to nature. At her job, she's always in close contact with old buildings and old materials.
Yeah, I love the materiality of them. I mean, I love an old brick from 120 years ago. I love the building materials and the craftsmanship from that time. I love the idea of taking something that has been cast aside and might not be used and giving it a new purpose, giving it a new vitality, taking a building that somebody has abandoned and giving it a new life. That's the ultimate recycling.
Audra says that although she's not walking through the forest and communing with nature, she feels ecologically responsible in different ways. She either walks or takes public transportation to get someplace. She never drives a car.
I'm not asking so much of the world. I'm not asking so much in terms of water and energy and resources. And I feel like when you live in a dense environment, you are allowing for those things to remain protected and safe and pristine. So I feel like a responsible citizen living in Manhattan in many ways.
This stylish city slicker might not be the person who pops in your head when you think of someone who's connected to nature. But Audra is deeply connected to the world around her in her own way. She's also aware of how we can use natural resources in better ways. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.